104.7, Andy and Mal. 7:04 morning, up to 33 today. It is, see what it is. It's 28 right now.
Pretty nice out.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to yesterday.
Yeah.
I find it funny that we were, even if it had happened in the racetrack on 229, that accident out by Schindler.
Yeah.
Which fortunately nobody was hurt.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I still would have won the bet on the over-under cars involved in an accident.
I'm surprised. Maybe
it was only eight.
Maybe, only eight?
Yeah.
Maybe they actually listened to us and slowed down.
Well, and it was the first two that got in the accident, I guess, and then the rest came over, couldn't, lost control, and was getting into the ditch and stuff like that.
That happens.
So, it's a good time when it gets icy like that, but not bad out there today. My top 10 accomplishments for the city of Sioux Falls in 2012.
Okay.
Coming up in about 15 minutes.
Can't wait for that.
The mayor, for some reason, decided to release a top 10 list.
Of accomplishments for Sioux Falls.
in the last year.
Yeah, this afternoon he's going to be doing that.
So I wonder
if he's going to do it Dave Letterman style.
Well, yeah, I was just wondering the same thing.
I think he should have like the blue note cards and everything and sit at the desk with the coffee cup. And.
Well, I was just wondering if he'll have a drum roll as he's doing them.
Yeah.
You know.
And the Phil Schaefer band.
And we finally, Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer, Phil.
And we finally have our new event center, I'm sure, will be number one.
I would say that would be number one. I can't imagine what else would possibly be number one.
Wouldn't it be funny to watch Mayor Huther do stand-up?
I think it'd be interesting. Yeah. I think he could pull it off.
Write some stuff for him. And
yeah. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah. I wonder if he would read it off the paper like you did, though.
I'm really good at reading it off the paper. That's like my thing for stand-up.
For stand-up. Not so much for dirt.
No, for stand-up. I have longer time to memorize.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What?
Because I can like memorize parts of it. And then when I get nervous, then I can look down at the cards.
Okay. I don't remember it going that way. I remember you pretty much reading it verbatim.
It doesn't matter.
Paper.
I still beat you, so.
Which was,
you know, what if you want?
And I wrote yours too. That was the worst part.
It's all about delivery.
Oh, okay.
I know you're still sore about that.
You know what? You suck.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all there is to it.
But
if you have not seen it on our website yet,
they
this
like
morning.
Me better.
There is a classic parent punishment up on the website, a photo that was on Reddit. Didn't have a lot of details because it was just on Reddit. Very few details posted with the photo. Basically, a teenage daughter came home late after she missed her curfew.
Mm-hmm.
So dad's punishment for her was to put his face on a t-shirt with the phrase, "Try me."
And he looks very angry.
Looks very angry in it. He does not look angry in the photo of him standing with his daughter. His daughter looks very angry.
Yes.
She looks
very embarrassed.
He looks deservedly proud of his accomplishment.
Yeah. But the picture of him on the t-shirt, he looks very angry.
And it's...
And very scary.
A brilliant punishment.
It's good.
I mean, the sandwich board thing that...
I like that better,
The
bully
mom
kid.
Of the bully kid yeah. last week that was flying around the internet. That was cool, too, but...
It's a great idea.
It follows her wherever she goes for an entire week. That was the other thing, too. She had to wear it for an entire week.
Wash it every day.
Wash it every day and had to wear it to school for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it went with her to school. And there's nothing more embarrassing to a teenage daughter than their parents.
Yeah. She should have accidentally bleached the shirt if she would have been thinking.
What do you suppose the punishment would have been for destroying the shirt?
Oh, there had to be a stipulation there.
Oh, there had to be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's intentional. You better take care of it because it doesn't matter if it's an accident. I don't care if the washing machine goes haywire and rips it to shreds.
Yeah.
You better make sure.
You'd have to hand wash it.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that for another any amount of time. The photo is up at hot1047.com. You have got to go check it out. Something else you can check out at hot1047.com. You can win a new 40-inch flat screen TV just in time for the big game. This weekend, just enter now in the VIP lounge at hot1047.com. We got news up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Justin Timberlake, Hot 104.7, 721. We've got Dirt coming up. We also have, if you haven't seen the Katie Couric auto-tuned interview with Manti Te'o, it's terribly funny. You can see that right now at hot1047.com. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
On a morning like this, I like to pretend I'm in a coffee commercial by taking a sip of coffee, smiling, then looking out the window.
Okay, so our fearless leader, Mayor Mike Huther, is releasing his top 10 accomplishments for the city of Sioux Falls in 2012 at a news conference this afternoon.
Yes. And very just, exciting.
Yeah. To me, it just kind of sounds like a, you know, a press release, like the top 10 accomplishments.
No, I think he should announce it, but I really wish that he would do it Dave Letterman style.
2012, according to the mayor, the quote in the press release here is 2012 was such a great year for Sioux Falls, and we tackled so many big things. The 1,100 city employees achieved so much for the people of our town, and I want to take a brief moment to reflect upon it. Well, I've already reflected upon it.
You have.
And I have my list of the top 10 accomplishments for the city of Sioux Falls.
I've been looking forward to this.
In the year 2012.
Okay.
Now, it's, you know, I don't know what all is going to be in his list of things, you know, for the last year.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But they're probably somewhat going to be similar to mine. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
You think they'll be similar to yours?
Well, some of, at least the topic will be.
Okay.
I would think.
It just maybe not the way that you're
the interpretation of it.
It,
maybe not the same. But,
okay.
Should I do the cheesy drum roll thing?
Yeah. Or maybe like the game show music background or something, like going, you know, like the game show stuff.
Yeah, the drum roll is really
not
our
thing. I don't like the drum roll, but I think the cheesy game show music would be appropriate.
Okay.
I think that'd be good.
We'll do that instead.
Because then I feel like it's Paul Schaefer band and stuff. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Yeah.
The top 10 accomplishments for the city of Sioux Falls in the year 2012 AD. Number 10. We saved the elitist 69th and Minnesota neighborhood from Walmart without sounding at all hypocritical for not opposing Hy-Vee in the same location years earlier.
Yes.
Number 9.
That wasn't his doing, though. That was those citizens.
Well, the city accomplished it.
Oh, okay.
Number 9. Starting construction of a wall to keep illegal Iowans from entering the state. That was a pretty big accomplishment.
Where's the wall at?
It's a very small wall, but we got it started anyway. Okay. We just started construction.
Okay.
Number 8.
Yeah?
Tricking Allstate into giving Sioux Falls the Safest Driving City Award while actually being home to the worst drivers in America.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
That was a really big accomplishment. I mean, that should have been like number 2.
We've been snowballing them for years.
I know.
Number 7, banning young professional hipsters from wearing cheesy Sioux Falls is super awesome t-shirts.
What do you have against hipsters?
I can't stand those t-shirts. They're everywhere. They were cute for a while. Yeah. I liked them. My wife even bought one.
Okay.
But then it just went too far.
Too far now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 5, accomplishment for the city of Sioux Falls in 2012. The city was able to halt a movement to start pronouncing the X in Sioux. I was very happy to see that happen.
Yeah.
We didn't need to be Sioux Falls.
No, Sioux Falls.
That would have been ridiculous.
That would have been weird.
Number 4. Sioux Falls completely eliminated texting while driving. They passed the law, so no one's doing it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Only
one ticket.
Number 3. Sioux Falls finally eclipsed Las Vegas for the city with the most casinos in America.
Woo! Congratulations.
We did it. Of course, there isn't a single playing card to be found in town, but we still have more casinos than Vegas.
We sure do.
Number 2. There was a bit of an upset at number 1.
Okay.
Because number 2 is the T. Denny Sanford Premier Center. Not the building.
That wasn't number 1?
No, but for having sold the longest name of any arena in the world.
It is long. I don't know what we're... Seriously, can we acronym it? We're going to have to.
What would it be? The TDSPC?
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, the SPC.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, we're the SPC.
Yeah.
Every last homie.
Yeah.
Boy. And number 1. The number 1 accomplishment for
this
the city of Sioux
out
Falls.
That?
Yeah, it was an upset. The number 1 accomplishment for the city of Sioux Falls in the year 2012.
Okay.
After 2 years of testing.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls still can't make up its mind on snow gates, earning the new nickname, Sioux Farve.
Ha, ha, ha.
And there you go.
Yeah, that was good. I don't know. I still think it should have been the event center.
Well, it's my list, not yours. So.
Okay.
Roll that up in your hat and smoke it.
I'll get right on that.
We got dirt coming up. Bobo Waltos has chicken pox.
She does. I have that whole story coming up in the dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Newsfeed. Online.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Sorry, drink.
Drink on you.
I didn't even get my mic on. Wow.
Well, it's about time. Kim Kardashian's mom, Kris Jenner, is getting her own daytime talk show. It's called Kris, and it'll begin airing in a test run this summer. Kris says, quote, "This is something I've wanted to do all my life, so it's definitely a dream come true."
Where the hell is this going to air?
I don't know. Maybe on Oprah's own channel. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. After falling and hitting her head, 83-year-old Barbara Walters, and yes, she's 83 years old, is now dealing with chicken pox.
You didn't say her name right, though.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
I can't do it as well as you can.
You just have to make R's, W's.
Okay. Anyway, yesterday on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said that, quote, "She's never had it as a child, and now she's been told to rest. She's not allowed any visitors. And we're telling you, Barbara, no scratching. We love you and miss you. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to hug you." And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Barbara Walters actually is inside women's heads right now.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I'm really worried about Barbara Walters and her chicken pox. I mean, obviously, the first question I have to ask is, have I been in contact with her? I guess not, unless she took a part-time job with my insurance company. I can't believe her parents didn't take her to a chickenpox party when she was little. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it? Teach your kids how to walk, then expose them to a horrible disease. This is really sad. Barbara is the one person on The View who cannot afford to be any less attractive. I should send her flowers. With no return address. I mean, the last thing I want is an infected thank you note. Do people still send thank you notes? I don't think I've mailed a letter since the late 90s. Speaking of the late 90s, poor Barbara. What a terrible age to get the chicken pox.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Andy and Mel.
That's all right. That's okay. We're going to teach your kids someday.
Hot 104.7.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Morning. We're at 7:42. We're going to talk about today at 33. Got a chance of snow. And all that good fun stuff. We got to do a number for the vault, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. There's the music. I had the button pushed wrong. I love it when I push the button wrong. Number today is 6. 6 is the number today to crack the vault. If you know all 3 numbers on Friday, you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. Also, don't forget, you can get signed up for Free Money Monday in the VIP lounge at hot1047.com. Go there, sign up if you're not already a VIP, and then you pretty much just click and you're entered. Once you're signed up, it's a lot easier to enter the online contest. You don't have to type so much. Unless you have the annoying Google Chrome that crashes with Shockwave all the time. That'll do the autofill for you when you can get Chrome to work. Yeah, anyway.
So angering.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Hate it.
This is possibly one of the most horrible inventions I've ever heard of.
Okay. Can't wait for that. What is it?
Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, I heard about that. Every time you say that, too, I want to start singing.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Fendi, then Madonna. Karen, I've been
cheering. My lovely lady lumps.
Got me wearing fly.
Okay, good. I was about to shut off your microphone.
No, it's done.
They have introduced a new unisex perfume, but it's not for you and me.
Yeah.
No.
It's
no.
Not.
They invented it for stinkier people.
Stinkier?
Well, they are.
They can be.
Babies.
Yeah, baby perfume. Haven't we heard about baby perfume before?
For babies. What?
Haven't we heard about baby perfume before?
I don't recall baby perfume.
I think I remember something about baby perfume.
For newborn babies, the perfume is like a citrusy, melony, honey smell.
Oh.
So pretty much the opposite smell of a newborn.
Yeah, I like the newborn baby smell, like right fresh out of the bathtub. That's yummy, baby powdery, fresh smell.
That's just baby powder. I mean, yeah. There's the more natural baby smell.
Yeah.
that I like better than the baby powder,
like,
and the lotion
the
and all
spit
that.
Up smell?
No. I mean,
I need
when
my diaper
clean,
change smell.
No, would you stop when you have them fresh out of the tub, but you haven't like colognedthem up with a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it, it's not really that big a deal because you put the lotion on it. That's full of perfume.
I know.
You put the baby powder on it. That's perfumed, kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
It has a smell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing.
But it's still just kind of weird.
It is a little weird.
Because it'll probably smell like perfume.
It's and a, like, little, a little
my,
weird.
My daughter got a hold of my wife's perfume yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Didn't overdo it.
Oh, okay.
But I was giving her a hug when I got home last night, and it was just like, wow, someone put on perfume today, and they're a small person.
Yeah, my girls like to put on my perfume quite often. Sometimes get a little carried away with it.
Yeah. A little bit strange. I am curious if what people feel about baby perfume.
I'm okay with it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it'd be all right. I mean, it's okay.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Ho! Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. 752. Hey! That was embarrassing to be the last one clapping.
That was a nice concert you just put on there. That happened last night at Quincy's concert, her band concert.
Oh yeah.
Where the band director said that there's going to be a 4-piece one, so there was like 4 different songs all together, and said, "Please hold your applause till all 4 are done." So 2 of them get done and then somebody forgets and they start clapping. So other people start clapping and they're like, "Oh no, we weren't supposed to clap yet." Right.
He even told us not to clap.
She did. Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
It was pretty awesome. I'm like, "No, you guys weren't supposed to clap."
Yeah. Don't clap.
Weren't you paying attention?
No, don't clap.
Wait till all 4 are done.
Yeah. Okay. So Dolce & Gabbana has a baby cologne. Perfume for
I like singing that
you
song.
You weren't going to stop. That's why I did.
I was
going to
stop.
I don't believe
it.
I
was.
They're making perfume for babies. This is among the... Well, it's not the most horrible idea I've ever heard of.
No.
I mean, there have been...
I mean, there's some stinky babies, you know, if you don't have a chance to give them a bath or whatever, you know, throw a little Dolce & Gabbana perfume on them. Squirt, squirt.
Oh, before I forget, happy birthday, Alexis is 11 today. Your mom called in. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alexis.
The baby perfume thing, though, what do you think? Callie's on the phone. How are you, Callie?
Well, I just had to comment about this baby perfume thing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just one more thing that will kind of help kids grow up too fast.
Yeah.
I really don't like the idea of it. I'm kind of with you guys. I like the fresh out of the bathtub smell on my daughter's head. It's just the best smell in the world.
Yeah.
It's intoxicating.
Yeah. And you know what? Even when she's, you know, spit up and she kind of smells a little funky, it's still better than... I mean, can you imagine mixing that smell with...
Oh...
You know how people do that sometimes? Like, they come from the gym and they don't take a shower?
Yeah, the BO and cologne.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, that just, no. And I mean, you got, like, padded bras for 8-year-olds. I mean, let's just stop.
Yeah.
Just let babies be babies. They smell. They poop their pants. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Just let them be babies, and natural smells are always better. You know, 14, 15, hey, you can get a bottle of perfume.
Well, I will say this, though, Callie. Natural smells are not always better.
Very true.
My wife can vouch for that, for sure.
But that's what baths are for.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, Callie.
Yep, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird to be putting perfume on a baby. I mean, the perfumed lotion isn't that enough?
You would think so.
Couldn't they just do like a perfumey lotion?
They do.
No, Dolce & Gabbana, I mean.
Oh, maybe. Well, I guess, is it going to be a spray-on?
I would imagine. Paul's on the phone. How are you, Paul?
Not much. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Calling regarding the baby perfume thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I think it's the weirdest invention ever. I mean, I feel like with a different name, it'd be perfectly acceptable.
Like lotion?
Yeah, like baby lotion, like scented lotion, or like something along those lines. I don't know. I feel like, as far as worst inventions ever, that'd be a really fun topic for you guys to cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For instance, I saw online once there was a special hook just to buy for opening your pop can so you don't break your nails.
Well, that's that's important. I don't want to break my nails.
I feel like the fact that you're spending money to open a pop can with a hook is slightly weird.
Yeah.
I'm just joking around.
I'm with you there.
If you have longer nails, you have taught yourself how to open up a pop can without breaking them. Trust me.
I would agree with that.
Trust me.
Also, there was a thing like cover cases, you know, for your phone, but they were trying to make it for your car.
What?
It was in like the starting thing. It was like an email where they were looking for investors. I mean, that was the dumbest thing I've ever
like,
heard of in my life.
It kind of snapped on or like went over the top of it like
that
a cell phone case.
And I feel like whoever thought it was probably a little baked when they came up with the idea.
A little bit. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, man.
We'll make an otter box for your car.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Paul.
No problem.
Have a good one. Day.
It's actually not a bad idea.
No. Why?
Well, wouldn't it?
You think an OtterBox is going to hold up better? And I mean, they're great for phones, but on a car crash?
Well, probably not. But
a bunch of extra plastic and
it might be more protective.
Plastic? Okay. I thought that's what they put airbags in it for, but I don't know. How about just a car cover for when it's parked to keep dust and whatnot off of it?
Okay.
Those have been around a while.
Yeah.
Anyway. Music on the way here. Very shortly, we will get to Ludacris and Usher, also Kelly Clarkson. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.